ever concerned that this wouldn't get done? You, as playing stadium, this facility, were you ever worried that?
Well, there were moments, but I think, you know, everyone stuck together and realized the long-term vision of what was right for the community, what was right for the Vikings. And I think they came up with a great solution. I think the U.S. Bank Stadium is going to be one of the great stadiums in the league. This facility, I saw this for the first time last November when I was here for a game, and it has incredible potential. It's more than just a training facility. I mean, this is going to bring this community together. Youth football will be here. Other corporations will be here. Obviously, now with an orthopedic institution here, that's just great for this community, but also I think the Vikings are showing how they pull the community together.
Well, you know, the Cowboys open a new facility, now the Vikings. What's the NFL role in kind of working and encouraging teams to open state-of-the-art training facilities?
Well, part of it comes with our economic structure and how we are encouraging investments. That's part of what we talked to our players about back in 2011, is allow teams to make these kinds of investments, and it will be good for the game overall, but it will be good for the players, it will be good for the clubs, and I believe most importantly good for our communities, because we're seeing that investment right here.
Compare this to other NFL facilities like this. Is there anything like this out there right now where you have this entire facility that's going to be built?
Well, I was down in Dallas just about a month ago and saw their new facility, which they're just opening up. It's a similar type of concept where you have retail, you have dining, you have corporate offices, you have the training facility, you've got a medical facility. And I think it's part of what, again, I think an NFL team can create that kind of energy and that kind of investment. And I think that's what we're so excited about. And I think we're going to see it in Los Angeles. So I think we're going to see it in a lot of markets now because it's working.
Roger, are you going to come to the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium as well? You were thought that you were just coming here in lieu of that. Are you coming to both?
No, I don't know who gave you that idea, but I'll be here.
You'll be here for
the opening? Yes, I will.
Well, you see, there's so many people that don't want to pay for new stadiums. They don't want to see money, local money, going to places like this.
Yeah.
Then when the fans actually see it come to fruition and they love it, does that justify it a little bit more?
It does, and that's not unusual. That's not unique to this community. We've seen that all around the country, is that these are tough projects to build. They're expensive. They're complicated. Communities have to determine their priorities. But what we've seen is these projects are more successful because of that process. They go through a process of what's right for our community and how do we do this the right way. And I think one of the things I'm proud about with the NFL is that we've done it very successfully. And we're one of the only leagues to contribute to these projects. And I think that's one of the things that we see a real true public partnership. And that's what we have here in Minnesota. And I think not just the fans are going to be happy. I think the whole community will be happy with this.
You personally, you've seen Dallas go up. You've seen Indianapolis, all the new stadiums. Does it ever cease to amaze you when you walk into these new facilities, how great they are and what they can do?
No. And they get bigger, more elaborate. They are bringing in more and more partners. These are far more than just stadiums. And I was just talking to some of the people earlier that the stadiums brought even greater investment in downtown, and there are new facilities coming up around it. That's what creates, when you have these kind of projects, it creates that kind of investment, and that's what you hope really will happen.
And then for a team to put in the practice facilities as well and then take care of their own offices, some teams don't have that luxury.
Well, they don't. I think the stadium and the practice facilities now are becoming more and more separate. That doesn't happen all the time, but you're seeing that kind of an investment where they need to build not just a training facility, but they want to build medical facilities around it. They want to have the mixed use. They want to be part of a community and create a new community. And I think that's what you're going to see here in Eagle.
What does it mean to you that the Vikings are so willing to involve the community and invite them to the site, where not every team does that?
I think that's part of the really unique way that the Vikings and their ownership, the Wolf family, have really approached us. At every point, they were willing to involve the community, decide what are the right priorities, how do we contribute to those priorities, their commitment to the Minnesota as a state, and obviously the Twin Cities, I think has really been remarkable. And my hat's off to the Wolf family for that. And it's what makes our team successful, frankly. We know there's a great fan base here. Vikings fans are extraordinary. But this is now investing in their community, investing in that loyalty and that passion. And I think that is really what makes this special.
Do you keep all the footballs and the shovels?
Yeah, I'm not letting go of this. Yeah, I do have a few shovels, and I do have a few footballs around, but that's okay. That's what you do in the football business.
First shovel delivered to you by a parachute, I presume.
That is probably true, yes. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.